Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Sewell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Com for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Averill steals second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com is walked intentionally. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly now catching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Sewell scores. Cecil moves to third. Com moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com strikes out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Worstler. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 3 in the game. Olson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.